A word for you from 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verses 14 to 16. The natural man does not accept the things of the Spirit of God, for they are folly to him, and he is not able to understand them because they are spiritually discerned. The spiritual person judges all things, but is himself to be judged by no one. For who has understood the mind of the Lord so as to instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ. Do you have the mind of Christ? You accept everything he says, and it does a work in you. You experience the washing of the water, as we read in John 3 last time, being washed by the water, given new life from above by the Spirit. You see, Jesus was not happy with all the compliments and flattery that Nicodemus came with. Even though Nicodemus was a good man, so to say, he was one of the few that had discernment in the Sanhedrin. But Jesus said, even though you have complimented me, you have said, we know that you are from God because no one can do the works you do unless he's sent by God. But later on, in the same conversation, Jesus says that we bear witness to what we have seen, but you do not receive our testimony. He is saying, in other words, you are, as he continues to mention, you are earthly. That which is born of flesh is flesh. That which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Nicodemus understood so much. He was a teacher of teachers. You could say the most important teacher in Israel at the time. And yet, he did not fully accept Christ until now. Because, in fact, this conversation could have been for Nicodemus his washing by the Word. For later on, we find him at the cross, helping to take down the body, to embalm and bury him. We find him also defending Christ, standing up and saying, in front of his colleagues, which must have been very difficult, saying, how can we condemn a man who has not defended himself? Yes, it seems that Nicodemus might have truly been born again, and this might have been his first experience, the beginning of God working in his life and giving him new birth from above, and then finally having the mind of Christ. Are you living a carnal life and that you think only like a human? Of course, it's not that you are to just become all mystical. It must be something that is grounded in the Word of God. That is thinking like God thinks.